Formal charges were laid against the former butler to the Holy Father today. Paolo Gabriele is being charged with aggravated theft of private documents belonging to Pope Benedict and other Curia officials and then releasing them to Italian press. Eimear McCarthy reports.
A 35-page document outlining the Vatican magistrate's charges against the former papal assistant was presented to journalists Monday by Father Federico Lombardi, Holy See Press Office Director. In the document, examining judge Piero Bonet also names a second suspect in what has familiarly become known as the VatiLeaks scandal. He is Claudio Sciarpelletti, and he will stand trial on minor charges of aiding and abetting Gabriele after the fact. 48-year-old Gabriele was arrested May 23rd last after confidential letters were found in his apartment in Vatican City State. Originally held in detention in the Vatican jail, he has since been released under house arrest. Sciarpelletti is a lay computer technician at the Secretary of State and an acquaintance of Gabriele's. He was briefly detained on May 28th after police found him in possession of an envelope from the papal butler. Held overnight for questioning, Sciarpelletti was released the following morning. However, his contrasting versions of the facts during an interrogation led examining magistrates to proceed to minor charges. He has incurred a cautionary suspension from work but continues to receive his salary. According to Bonet's report, Gabriele, after having originally denied all involvement in the scandal to Pope Benedict's personal secretary, Monsignor Georg Genswein, during later interrogations confessed to having provided the documents to Italian journalist Gianluigi Nuzzi, but without receiving any money in return. While recognizing the illegal nature of his actions, Gabriele claimed they were motivated by the fact he believed the Pope uninformed of the, quote, evil and corruption which he saw in the Church. He also believed that a media shock might be healthy for the Church to bring it, quote, back onto the right track. The report states that Gabriele underwent two independent psychiatric evaluations, which, however, resulted in diverging opinions on his mental faculty at the time of his actions. The conclusions of the promoter of justice were also based on these evaluations, for whom Gabriele was well aware of the gravity and illegality of what he did. Presenting the detailed and complete findings of the Vatican magistrates to journalists, Father Lombardi underlined the desire for transparency and Pope Benedict's respect for the Vatican's magistrates' role, competence and autonomy. Father Lombardi also confirmed that Pope Benedict had received the report and that as Pope can intervene at any stage of the judicial process. Father Lombardi concluded that a date for the trial has not yet been set, but it will not be before September 20th when the Supreme Tribunal of the Holy See returns from summer recess. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.